At the United States Postal Service, we deliver fast and affordably for small biz, big box, large scale, wholesale, retail, B2B, B2C, ASAP. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
When you make more of your home with Valspar, you want to keep doing more. Like maybe you want to make your powder room more colorful, or make your basement more waterproof, or make your exterior more Mother Nature proof, or make your driveway more protected, or make your deck look more barbecue worthy, or make your curb appeal more curb appealing. Whatever project is next on your list, Valspar makes all the products and tools to help you make more of it. Valspar, made for more, available at Lowe's.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have your latest scores, current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. So we hope you enjoy this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Las Vegas Aces. So now the All-Star break is over with, and now the second half of the WNBA season is here. And I tell you one thing, so far, so good for the Aces. They have shown up and shown out. As this show is currently airing, they are currently on a three-game winning streak. Kelsey Plum is an MVP candidate this year. She's been balling. Also, current, she's the MVP. She was voted the MVP of this year's WNBA All-Star game. She's picking up right where she left off in the first half of the year. She's a league MVP candidate. How about Asia Wilson? Asia Wilson is an MVP candidate as well. And also, Jackie Young has been nice this year. She should be up for MVP consideration as well. And how about also Chelsea Gray? De'Arica Hamby, man, what can you say about this starting five? In my opinion, the best starting five currently in the WNBA. You got Plum, Young, Gray, Hamby, and Wilson. And, of course, kudos to Becky Hammon for doing an amazing job in her first year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, and she's definitely going to be a candidate for head coach of the year. So, again, the All-Star break has come and gone, and so far the Aces are rocking and rolling, and definitely the good times are rolling right now in Las Vegas. They've rolled the dice, and certainly the dice has rolled in favor of the Aces right now, as this show, as I stated earlier, is currently airing. They are currently on a three-game winning streak. And kudos again to Las Vegas for making big strides as we move forward in the second half of the WNBA season and march toward the playoff run. My next storyline is going to be the defending champion Chicago Sky. So, again, the All-Star break is over with, and the defending champions have won three games in a row as this show is airing. Candace Parker getting in the rare form, getting hot right at the right time. Also, Emma Mieseman's played effective as of late. Rebecca Gardner has been nice as well. Her story is so amazing. She should get strong consideration for WNBA Rookie of the Year. Also, Kalia Copper. She's definitely been playing some amazing ball as of yet. We know about Courtney Vandersloot. We know about Allie Quigley, the sharp-shooting Allie Quigley. So James Wade, again, strong consideration for Coach of the Year. I talked about Becky Hammon in Las Vegas. We definitely got to talk about James Wade in Chicago. Again, the defending champions, as this show is airing, they have currently won three games in a row. This is outstanding. And again, Chicago, similar to last season, they got hot right at the right time, right at the second half of the year, towards the end of the second half of the year, which was good enough to get them in the playoffs and on, of course, to winning last year's WNBA championship. But this year, this is a different team. They've mashed on the gas again. The month of May was rough to them, but they got going in the month of June. And so far, July has been very kind to them as Chicago marches forward in the second half of the WNBA season. For my last storyline is going to be the Seattle Storm. So after the All-Star break, the Storm so far, as this show is currently airing, The Storm is on a four-game winning streak. Breanna Stewart definitely deserves much props and definitely strong consideration to be an MVP candidate. Breanna Stewart, along with Jewel Lloyd. Also, we know about the greatness of Sue Bird in her final WNBA season. How about the addition of Tina Charles? Tina asked to be released by the Phoenix Mercury. She was claimed off of waivers by Seattle, and since then, the Storm have been rocking and rolling again. May was okay to Seattle. June was solid, but since Tina joined the team in the beginning of July, they've only lost one game so far in the month of July. And again, as this show is currently airing, Seattle is on a four-game winning streak. And man, I got to tell you, Ezzy Magbegor has been a defensive phenomenon, doing her thing in the rebounding department and, of course, leading the WNBA currently in block shots. So, again, it's a 1-2-3 situation as a march to see who will be in first place in the WNBA standings between Chicago, Las Vegas, and Seattle. Should be a lot of fun as the second half of the WNBA season is underway. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
everybody. Welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. So now the second half of the WNBA season is underway. And let's start off with action from Tuesday, July the 12th. We had the Dallas Wings going up against the Seattle Storm. Seattle would win 83-74. For the Storm, Breanna Stewart had 19 points. Stephanie Talbot finished with 14 points. Jewel Lloyd and Ezzy Magbogor finished with 13 points. And Tina Charles had 11 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 83, Dallas 74. We had a good one between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. Las Vegas would win 107-101. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 23 points and 14 rebounds. Also, Jackie Young had 23 points. Kelsey Plum was the leading scorer with 27 points, and Chelsea Gray had 14 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 107, New York 101. In overtime, the Minnesota Lynx would beat the Phoenix Mercury 118-107. For the Lynx, Ariel Powers had 35 points and 13 rebounds. The great Sylvia Fowles in her final WNBA season had a double-double with 14 points and 14 rebounds. We had Kayla McBride finish with 17 points. Rachel Banham finished with 25 points. And Jessica Shepard had a double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the final score in overtime, Minnesota 118, Phoenix 107. We had the Atlanta Dream square off against the Chicago Sky. Chicago would win 90-75. For the Sky, the defending champions, that is, Candace Parker had a double-double with 31 points and 11 rebounds. Kalia Copper had 23 points, and Emma Mieseman had 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 90, Atlanta 75. And then we had the Washington Mystics square off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Washington would win 94-81. Elena Deladon had 26 points. Natasha Cloud had 21 points. Shatori Walker-Kimbrough finished with 12 points, and Ariel Atkins finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Washington 94, Los Angeles 81. We move along now to action from Wednesday, July 13th. You had the Connecticut Sun square off against the Indiana Fever. Connecticut would win 89-81. Having a double-double for the Sun is the reigning league MVP, Jonquel Jones. She finished with 20 points. And 14 rebounds. Dawana Bonner had 19 points. Breonna Jones finished with 17 points. Natisha Heidemann had 11 points, and Courtney Williams finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 89, Indiana 81. We move along now to action from Thursday, July the 14th. We had the Las Vegas Aces square off against the New York Liberty once again. Aces handled their business 108-74. For the win for Las Vegas, Asia Wilson finished with 25 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 21 points. Chelsea Gray had 16 points, and Bebe Williams had 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 108, New York 74. The Dallas Wings would square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Dallas would win 92-87. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale finished with 32 points. Alicia Gray had 17 points. Kayla Thornton finished with 11 points, and Isabel Harrison finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 92, Minnesota 87. We move along now to action between the Washington Mystics and the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix would go on to win 80-75. For the Mercury, Diana Taurasi had 29 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 24 points. Sophie Cunningham had 13 points, and Shea Petty finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 80, Washington 75. And the Chicago Sky squared off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Chicago would win 80-68. Getting the double-double for the Sky, Rebecca Gardner, she finished with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Azaree Stevens finished with 14 points. Kalia Copper had 12 points. Allie Quigley finished with 11 points. And Candace Parker didn't score any points in this game, but she had 4 assists to go along with 11 rebounds. We move along now to action from Friday, July the 15th, and had a matchup between the Minnesota Lynx and the Indiana Fever. Minnesota would win 87-77. Kayla McBride finished with 28 points. Jessica Shepard had 11 points, and getting a double-double was Sylvia Fowles with 22 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the final score, Minnesota 87, Indiana 77. And the Connecticut Sun would square off against the Atlanta Dream. Connecticut would win 93-68. For Connecticut, Jonquel Jones finished with 21 points. Alyssa Thomas had 11 points. Natisha Heidemann finished with 13 points. And Brianna Jones had 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 93, Atlanta 68. We move along now to action from Saturday, July the 16th, between the Chicago Sky and the Dallas Wings. Chicago would go on to win 89-81. For the Sky, Kalia Copper had a double-double with 23 points and 14 rebounds. Emma Mieseman had 23 points. Allie Quigley finished with 16 points, and Candace Parker had 13 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 89, Dallas 81. And we move along now to action from Sunday, July the 17th. Good game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun, but in the end, the game belonged to Las Vegas. They would win 91-83. For the Aces, Kelsey Plum finished with 22 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 21 points. Asia Wilson had 20 points, and Jackie Wilson had 12 points. Las Vegas would go on to win 91-83. The Minnesota Lynx squared off against the Washington Mystics. It was all Washington, as the Mystics would win 70-57. For the Mystics, Elena Deladon had a double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Ariel Atkins had 15 points, and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Washington 70, Minnesota 57. The Atlanta Dream squared off against the Phoenix Mercury. Atlanta would win 85-75. The Dream, Cheyenne Parker had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Tiffany Hayes finished with 16 points. Erica Wheeler had 14 points, and Asia Durr finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 85, Phoenix 75. And we had the Indiana Fever square off against the Seattle Storm. Seattle would go on to win 81-65. For the Storm, Brianna Stewart finished with 25 points. Jewel Lloyd and Tina Charles finished with 15 points. And Ezzy McBagor finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, Seattle 81, Indiana 65. And that was the week that was in the WNBA. Now it's time for the Player of the Week award. So now for the Player of the Week for the week of July the 8th, starting off in the Eastern Conference, this is her second time becoming the Player of the Week this season in the WNBA. It belongs to Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And representing the Western Conference is Ariel Powers from the Minnesota Lynx. Once again, congratulations to the Player of the Week award winners for the week of July 8th. Again, her second time this year getting a Player of the Week award, Sabrina Ionescu for the Eastern Conference representing the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Ariel Powers representing the Minnesota Lynx. And now the Player of the Week award for the week of July the 18th representing the Eastern Conference is Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics, and representing the Western Conference is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Once again, congratulations to the Player of the Week award winners for the week of July the 18th from the Eastern Conference, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics, and from the Western Conference, Skylar Diggins-Smith representing the Phoenix Mercury. All right, now it's time for the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Brianna Stewart, representing the Seattle Storm. She's currently averaging 21 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 20 points per game. Coming in third is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, followed in fourth by Skylar Diggins-Smith of the Phoenix Mercury, and in fifth, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds. Leading the league in rebounds at number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 10 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. In third is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. In fourth is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is the rookie Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. Next category is assists. Coming in at number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 7 assists per game. At number two is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number three, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. In fourth is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 2 blocks a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Liz Cambage representing the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four, Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And at number five is Queen Egbo representing the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one, Sylvia Fowles. She's shooting 63%. From the field. Coming in at number two is Tiara McCowan, representing the Dallas Wings. She's shooting 59% from the field. Coming in at number three is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. In fourth is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 93% from the charity stripe. Coming in at number two is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. Coming in third is Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. And fourth is Stephanie Dolson from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 44% from three-point range. Coming in at number three is her teammate from the Sparks, Katie Lou Samuelson. Coming in at number four is Maureen Johannes from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. At number one is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. At number two is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Stars. Coming in at number three is Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. And then tied for fourth is Sabrina Ionescu and Maureen Johannes. Both of them are teammates representing the New York Liberty. Next category that we have is steals per game. At number one, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's averaging 2 steals per game. Actually, we have a tie for second place. Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm and Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. And then tied for fourth, we have Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks and Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one is Skylar Diggins-Smith. She has played currently the most minutes in the WNBA this year. She has played 34.5 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number three is Skylar's teammate from the Phoenix Mercury, Brianna Turner. Coming in at number four is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Kelsey Mitchell, representing the Indiana Fever. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now it's time for the current standings. Currently, let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At number one are the defending champion Chicago Sky. They have a record of 19 wins and 6 losses. At number two are the Connecticut Sun with a record of 16-9. Coming in at number three are the Washington Mystics with a record of 16-11. Coming in fourth are the Atlanta Dream with a record of 11-14. Coming in fifth are the New York Liberty with a record of 9-15. And coming in last place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 5-22. Let's move along now to the standings in the Western Conference. At number one, the Las Vegas Aces have a record of 18-7. Coming in at number two are the Seattle Storm with a record of 17-8. Coming in at number three are the Dallas Wings with a record of 11-14. Coming in at number four are the Los Angeles Sparks. They have a record of 10-14. Coming in fifth are the Phoenix Mercury. They have a record of 11-16. And in last place are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 10-17. So the second half of the WNBA season is well underway. And currently the Chicago Sky, the defending champions, have the best record currently in the WNBA. And then right behind Chicago, you have Las Vegas, followed by Seattle, and then there's Connecticut, and then there's Washington. So things are going to get hot and heavy as the second half of the WNBA season is underway. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the schedule of the upcoming games in the W. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now here's the schedule for the upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start with action on Tuesday, July the 19th. The New York Liberty will square off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. We have the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We have the Indiana Fever squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. On Wednesday, July the 20th, we have the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. Let's move along now to action on Thursday, July the 21st. The New York Liberty square off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. Next up, we have the Atlanta Dream square off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, 12:30 p.m. Pacific. And then we have the Indiana Fever square off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. We move along now to action on Friday, July the 22nd. The Connecticut Sun square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. The Dallas Wings will square off against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. The Seattle Storm will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. We move along now to action from Saturday, July 23rd. The Chicago Sky square off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Los Angeles Sparks squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. We move along now to action on Sunday, July the 24th, where we have the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. We have the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And we have the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And those are your games for the week in the WNBA. Big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long and have a great one.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
At ExxonMobil, we're producing more oil and gas than any other American company, adding capacity to refine U.S. crude oil by 250,000 barrels per day and investing more than $15 billion in lower emission initiatives through 2027 to support society's net zero future. Producing for today, investing in tomorrow. We're doing both. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/supply. At ExxonMobil, we're producing more oil and gas than any other American company, adding capacity to refine U.S. crude oil by 250,000 barrels per day and investing more than $15 billion in lower emission initiatives through 2027 to support society's net zero future. Producing for today, investing in tomorrow. We're doing both. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/supply.